And now the story of a wronged woman who exacts a terrible revenge on her philandering husband. Which is not the news, because Lynn Slotkin is in the house. It's more likely that we are talking about Medea. And it opened yesterday at the Cannon Theater, and Lynn is here to tell us about it. Lynn, good afternoon.
Hi, Kevin.
So, for people who haven't been boning up on their Greek drama lately, what the heck is Medea all about?
Oh, it's about 2 hours. Anyway.
Ba-dum-bum, wait.
So, it was written 2,500 years ago by Euripides.
Hack. I'm more of an Aeschylus man myself.
Yeah, well, never mind.
Fair enough.
Medea is a princess with magical powers. She's besotted with Jason, an adventurer.
Mm.
She used her magical powers to run off with him, taking the Golden Fleece. He was after the Golden Fleece. Gold, what do you want, you know? But not before she kills her brother, cuts him into bits and pieces, and strews him along the getaway trail so that she knew that nobody would be following them.
So it's a comedy.
It's a comedy. Yeah absolutely. Jason and Medea go to another land, naturally. They marry. They have two sons. But Jason, ever the opportunist, leaves Medea for a younger woman, the daughter of the king of Corinth. Yeah. They live in Corinth. And, you know, so naturally he's moving up in the world. Medea, well, the poor girl doesn't take it too well. And she exacts a revenge on Jason, the other woman, the other woman's father, in other words, the king, and eventually her own children.
Ooh. Now, when I was joking about Greek drama there, and you mentioned this is written thousands of years ago.
Yes.
People sometimes think old, dusty, staid, sort of rigid.
Sure.
What would you say to change their minds when you're approaching Greek drama?
Get a life.
Fair enough.
I would say Greek drama is full of mayhem, adventures, high drama, deals in stories that are as timely as our headlines. They come from our headlines.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, like I was joking right off the top there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why the plays are still being done 2,500 years ago after they've been written. There is still that relevance and resonance in our lives today. In the case of Medea, I would say it's as gripping as any car chasing, techno-bloated film, TV show, or sensational court case. Only better. In Greek drama, all the murders with the blood, the guts, and the gore happen off stage. That's fascinating. But the descriptions of what happens to all these hapless people is so vivid, certainly in Robinson Jeffers' adaptation of Euripides' play, that the audience's imagination just goes into overdrive. That's what I love about Greek drama. It leaves all the heavy lifting of picturing the horror to that most powerful thing in the theater, the audience's imagination.
Mm-hmm.
So when you know a woman is going to do something terrible when she goes inside that house behind those doors and you hear screaming and she comes out with bloody hands, you know all is not well.
And you don't necessarily have to see it.
You don't have to see it. That's the whole beauty. These people who think they've got to force feed the audience is baloney.
Mm-hmm.
The audience goes to work, to participate in the theater. That's why the theater is so terrific.
Now, the woman who's having the cooking classes with her brother and all this sort of stuff, Medea. Now, this is familiar ground for Shauna McKenna, right?
Yes.
I mean, so how does,
this is the third time she's done this play.
Okay.
I think it's a powerful, compelling production. That's what I think this production is.
Mm-hmm.
McKenna's husband, Miles Potter, has directed all three productions she starred in. The last time was 8 years ago at Stratford. And I think this production has grown, intensified, and clarified the story from the last time I saw it.
Huh.
As Medea, McKenna shows us a woman who is fearlessly focused, loving, formidable, insane, and sane at the same time. It's a performance full of nuance, subtlety, wit, sarcasm, and bone-chilling, clear-eyed menace.
Wow.
Don't mess with this girl. I'm telling you. She's like a proud, prowling panther. It's fantastic work. As Jason, Scott Wentworth is a strutting, smooth-talking rotter. I would say scumbag, but you know, you got to elevate it. It's Greek drama. And as the nurse, the wonderful Patricia Connolly conveys concern and fear with just a wide-eyed stare as Medea sinks deeper and deeper into her dark world. You know, I'm impressed with Miles Potter's direction in this case. It's clear, it's cohesive, it's detailed. He has blocked and directed it so that the drama, humor, and real depth of meaning comes through.
Wow.
I have a quibble.
Oh, okay.
I have a quibble. If we're told that Medea has been pining and weeping and pacing in the house for weeks because of what Jason did to her, and she hasn't eaten or drunk anything or presumably slept in all that time, then when she does appear, I would have thought she would have looked a bit rougher than McKenna does. McKenna looks almost glamorous. The hair is a bit stringy, which is fine, but there is nary a sign of a baggie or red eye or mascara stains a cheek. I think she has to look a little
rougher.
Bit rougher than that.
Got it.
But it's just a quibble, but my eyebrows did knit.
All right, fair enough. But now, but the quibble aside then, it sounds like this is a great production.
I'll go that far.
Okay.
I would say it's one of the greatest plays ever written. Shauna McKenna is one of our finest actresses, and this production shows us why. And I'd recommend that you rush to it.
Fantastic. Pleasure. Lynn, thanks very much.
Pleasure.